good time as we planned for PRASA. Anyway, we want to start. We're going out a little bit out of order of our little sheet here, but that's my prerogative, right? So we want to start with the serenity prayer so that we can all get grounded. And then we're going to open today's PRASA session with a cultural welcome and oli from our good friend and member of the fellowship, Kiva Lay. Okay. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Okay. Kiva, you're here. Yes, mahalo, Kiva. Mahalo, Kiva. For those of you who are wondering what just happened, that might not be familiar with our culture here in Hawaii, right, with our kanaka, Kiva just offered blessings to our event, to Prasa, and welcomed everybody into the space, including our kupuna, our ancestors, so that we can do good work. Yes. Okay, so mahalo, Kiva. Okay. Let me see. My name is Kunane. I'm an alcoholic, and I have the pleasure of serving you as your chairperson for this weekend. We also have a little bit of a land acknowledgement for this space that we are on. It didn't always look like this. So we recognize that the land on which we gather is in the Ahupua, the traditional land division of Waikiki, in the Moku of Kona. So those of you who don't know Oahu, this island used to be referred to as Kona before it was Oahu, right? On the Mokupuni of Oahu, in the Pai Aina, or the archipelago of Hawaii. We honor the Kanaka Maoli, the Native Hawaiian stewards of this land, whose ancestral knowledge and love for these islands allow us to enjoy its gifts today. We recognize that Hawaii is an indigenous space. And we pay respect to the Ali'i, the royalty, who once held these lands, and to the kupuna, our elders, who continue to protect them. We as Hawaiians believe that we walk towards and with our ancestors so that they can guide us through the work that we do on a daily basis, right? And the way we live our life. While in this space this weekend, please walk with your ancestors, whoever that may be, and let them guide you to do good work. Yeah. And if you don't figure it out yet, I'm Hawaiian Chinese white. I look white, but I'm Hawaiian, just so you know. If you listen to me long enough, you're gonna figure it out. Yes. My mom's from New York. I look like I'm from New York. My siblings look like they're from Kauai, where my father is from. Okay. Anyway, I get sidetracked a lot, you know, so we might get off a little bit time. I'm sorry. Anonymity statement. There may be some here who are not familiar with our tradition of personal anonymity at the public level. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. Thus, we respectfully ask that AA speakers and AA members not be photographed, videotaped, or identified by full name on audio tapes or in any published or broadcast reports of our meetings, including those reports on the internet or other social media technologies, right? Yeah. Okay. The assurance of anonymity is essential in our efforts to help other problem drinkers who may wish to share our recovery program with us. Our tradition of anonymity reminds us that AA principles come before personalities. We have an agreement with an outside vendor. Smile, God loves you. Wave, Rusty. Okay, all your media services. So here's the deal. We're recording, Wordly, we're using Wordly for translation. So we are recording though with Rusty the sessions. The English MP3s will be, or MP4s, whatever they are, technology, will be available this weekend. You can go see Rusty out there in the lobby. The Spanish ones are going to take a little while because we still have to translate them after PRASA is done. You can push me down in the lobby later. Okay. PRASA's purpose. The purpose of PRASA is to develop greater unity among the members, groups, and areas of the Pacific region, to encourage the exchange of ideas and experiences, and to provide an opportunity for members to discuss pertinent aspects of AA. The Assembly and the PRASA Committee should always foster the recovery, unity, and service legacies of AA. How many of you are here for your first PRASA? I love it. I love it. I love it. So I was told, find you a PRASA buddy. to share their experience and share with you how to get the most out of PRASA and your weekend here in Honolulu. Find you a PRASA buddy. Okay. All right. So technology, you gotta love this, right? So I sent Bob my thing because we have this little digital thing going on at 11:30, my welcome little, right? They want it in the book. And I, 11:45, actually 12:15 while I was sitting out there, I changed it. So I'm gonna read from my phone and not from the iPad. Okay. So aloha and velina mai ne kako. My name is Kunane and I am an alcoholic. Hang Loose is my home group. We meet on Thursday evenings in Kaneohe at 7 p.m. If you are on island, it's an amazing, fun, exciting place to be. Please come and join us. I have the honor, the privilege, the sleepless nights to serve as the PRASA 2026 chair. Yes. It's truly been an experience and has reminded me to trust the process. So our theme for PRASA 2026, right, Imi Alike Kapai, or Finding Common Ground, is what's going to guide us through the next 3 days. And what Bob and Gina used to put together the amazing program that we'll have this weekend. Okay. So just a couple things. Just bear with me. I promise, Riley, I won't take us too off schedule. First, I want to acknowledge the PRASA 2026 Planning Committee. They have done all, it's a lot of work to do this. It's a lot of work to do this. And sleepless nights. So mahalo to them. They've been working hard for a long time to make this weekend special so that all of you, right, would be included and get a better understanding of the business of PRASA while wrapped with the aloha spirit. Yeah, I'm good. Next, I want to mahalo Hawaii Area 17 for their amazing support throughout this entire process. Deborah and I have been texting back and forth. She's been the liaison between us and PDAB. Okay. Mahalo to PDAB. Right? Courtney, where's Courtney? There you are, yeah. So, PDAB, right? So, mahalo for that. We are here at the Hilton, or what I like to call Disneyland. If you are at this property, or, you know, if you wander the property, you know exactly what I mean. It's Disneyland. You don't have to leave the property. We have a very long relationship with the Hilton. Our state convention has been here for many years and things like that. And so if you see the hotel staff around, mahalo them too, right? Tell them, thank you. Thank you for filling up the water. Or remind them to fill up the water, whatever it may be, right? That kind of thing. Yes. And as we always like to say, we want to leave this place better than we found it. Okay. So it's been a long time since PRASA has been in Hawaii, right? We know the rotation, right? 14, 15 years, depending on what happens in the circulation, kind of the rotation. We had 900 people back then. We are close to hitting 900 again. Yes. So with that in mind, just know this room is going to be full. If you have an empty seat next to you and you see somebody walking around going, where do I sit? Wave at them, make a new friend, invite them to your table. Please, yes. That kind of thing. If you folks have questions, concerns, gripes, whatever it may be, and you want to share them with somebody, come. We want to hear because we always want to. There's always a solution. So please, come let us know what's going on so that we can try to fix it or just say thank you because you appreciate, you know, all the volunteers that are happening, all of that. Okay. We are a PRASA of firsts. First with this digital program book, which plus and minus, right? It gave people an extra few days to send in your talks to Bob because he just had to paste them into this thing. Or if you're like me, 11:30 today, right? And it gives us the ability to change it as needed throughout the weekend. It also saves a lot of trees because we don't have to print and print and print every change. Okay. We're also, I'm pushing the wrong thing. It's on my phone, not on this pad. First to use Wordly for translation services. Technology today. So Wordly, for those who are looking at it, is up on the wall, on the screens. It will translate right into headphones. We have headphones if you need them. But please, we ask for grace. It's the first time, but we're going to, if there's challenges or issues, please come. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this at now or announcements, but it's happening. Okay. Tables are reserved for those who need to see the screen. Anyway, I hope everyone has time to experience our islands. And here's the one thing I'm going to encourage you all to do. Go in the hospitality suite and see what's in there, because it's everything about our islands, culture, everything. There are even coins that were found as they cleaned up from the Maui fires that had belonged to somebody. We don't know who they belonged to, but they were found in the ashes of the Maui fire in Lahaina. So go in there and check it out. It's amazing. Go check out the archives. Okay, I promise I'm just going to go quick and go to the end before somebody pushes me down. But again, I hope all of you have the most amazing weekend. Don't hesitate to come and ask or let us know what you need. And with that, I'm going to introduce my dear friend, my good friend, Deborah S., our delegate of Area 17, Hawaii. Okay. Enjoy yourselves. Thank you. Sorry, I went long. You guys got to... It's just a deal with me.
Then I'll go fast. Aloha, everyone. My name is Deborah. I'm an alcoholic. And welcome to the 2026 Pacific Region Alcoholics Anonymous Service Assembly here at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. Now, it's been since 2011, so welcome back and welcome to Hawaii. I have the great honor today of introducing our Pacific Regional trustee. I want you to know a little bit of something. It is her last official PRASA as our Pacific Regional Trustee. Let's welcome Riley King.
Thank you. Thank you. Aloha. Yeah. Now I know why you do that. Welcome, everybody, to PRASA, and it is bittersweet for me because I love being here, and this is the last time that I get to introduce this particular panel of delegates. I was informed that I had a couple of minutes to make some brief remarks, so I'm only going to say this one time, and then you can tell each other or whoever asks. You may have noticed my face. So 3 years ago, I went to conference with a black eye that looked just like this in the same place. I broke my face by tripping over a crack in the sidewalk. And for a year, we talked at the board level, at our group level, at our local level, about what we can do when we find cracks in the sidewalk and apply the spiritual principles that we've learned in fixing those things. And we were having a little conflict, maybe, at the board level, and we thought this was an excellent way to apply spiritual principles. So I thought I'd do an encore. So there was a winter storm that came through California last week. It was a big storm. I was going up the steps, and it was raining fiercely, and the wind was blowing really, really hard, like it does in a big winter storm. I started to open the door. It started to open, and the wind took the door and whipped it into me and knocked me, and I fell down the rest of the stairs and landed on the concrete. Same place. Just in case you thought that it hadn't healed yet from 3 years ago. So applying the spiritual principles that I've learned here, the door was open a little bit. It was getting wider. And then it said, it's time to open the door wide. And let's do that this year. When we go to the conference, let's talk about all the things that we need to talk about. The door is open. I've proved it. And in this is the year that I'm celebrating 60 years of sobriety, and I thought I'd make a mark on it. And now, one of the greatest pleasures of my life is to introduce the area highlights for the Pacific Regional Delegates. Make sure I haven't forgotten anything. We start with a reader who's reading Hold Us in Unity.
Aloha. I'm trying to learn. My name is Judy G. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Judy.
Hi. I'm from Area 93, and my home group is the Women's 12 and 12 in Oceano on the central coast of California. Hold us in unity. That is a uniform pattern of things throughout the length and breadth of AA. It was a basic pattern that we could see as early as 1945, back in New York. We realized that we could not transact the world affairs of AA by a different principle from the one the groups were insisting on to transact their own affairs. It also became clear that because of the lack of linkage between the Board of Trustees and you people, when the few people who were the linkage died off, got discredited, or what have you, all of a sudden, those trustees would be isolated, a hierarchy of service, if you like, isolated on an island in the middle of a great sea of democracy. It was obvious that a linkage had to be built and that the ultimate authority for our world services had to somehow be vested in it. But then the questions arose, how could this linkage be formed? Could we rise to the level of statesmanship that it would take? Could we put aside our personal ambitions? Could we come here to serve for all of AA and not as a log-rolling Senate? Would there be any method by which delegates could be chosen to take down the usual political pressures that came into play on personal nominations, committees coming out of the back rooms with favorites and all of that sort of thing? This was an excerpt from our Great Responsibility 1955, Holding Us in Unity. Thank you.
Our timer for this panel is Chris Yu, GSR in Area 7, District 334. Yes.
Aloha. My name is Chris, and I am an alcoholic, and I will be your timer today for this first panel, and I was instructed to read you this. It said, for this session, each of the delegates will be given 2 minutes to answer the Ask It Basket question received by our moderator, and the yellow caution light will turn on after 90 seconds, and the red light will turn on at 2 minutes, followed by a nice applause. Thank you.
It's always a scary the first time that you do your area highlights, and as it happens, we have someone doing their first one, and it's the first up. So this is the first test you're going to have. We start with Area 2, Alaska, Wayne H.
Thank you and aloha. I'm just going to go off of this. Okay. Thank you. My name is Wayne. I'm an alcoholic and panel 76 delegate from Area 02, Alaska. I live in Fairbanks. And like Hawaii, Alaska is a remote community. So remote, you know, that they have disclaimers on things that they send us. They don't ship to Hawaii or Alaska. We proved them wrong. Anyway, our state has approximately 660,000 square miles and a population of about 750,000 people. Area 02 covers the entire state. The population is about half that of Hawaii. And about 40% of us live in Anchorage. And the rest of us are scattered around the state in little pockets. We fly a lot from place to place and get around by boat, snow machine, train, and the occasional dog sled. Area 02 has 12 districts, 9 being active. We have 5 assemblies per panel, 3 in person, and 2 virtual. And while that we found that the travel costs and the distances are high, we found that the hosting districts derive a tremendous amount of moral and participation when we do that. And so I really, really do enjoy it. And the more districts we can get involved, the better to carry the message. Let's see, the growth of district, we've got District 12, which has grown and given us a boost of optimism. And it, our area was formed in 1958, and we had started districts either in the mid-70s or the mid-80s, I'm not sure which. But we have our oldest group, the Polar Bear Group, that was formed in 1974. And just recently, District 12 has, thank you.
We have Area 3, Arizona, Larry S.
Deborah, thank you. How did I get here? I am honored to be here today representing Area 3. My name is Larry, and I am an alcoholic. Larry. Area 3 encompasses the entire state of Arizona. We currently have about 2,200 weekly AA meetings and about 1,150 listed groups. This includes 64 Hispanic and 75 remote community groups, and there are about 65 meetings held in correctional facilities. To effectively serve this large and diverse area, not like Alaska large, but pretty large, we have 15 townie districts and 2 Hispanic districts, and most of those all have sub-districts. This year, our Spanish district was split in 2 to better represent the Hispanic AA community. Our Hispanic community is very active, hosting events such as a mini PRASA, a general service forum, and a large roundup known as Congreso Hispano Distrito 16. Area 3 serves many remote communities. Arizona is home to 22 federally recognized Native American nations, covering about a quarter of the state. And we have many rural communities throughout Arizona that are considered remote. Our area assemblies are modeled after the General Service Conference. 9 panels meet to discuss topics in depth and report back to the assembly body. Area 3 also has agenda and administrative committees, and 13 area coordinators represent statewide outreach. Last year, we celebrated the 75th Arizona State Convention, and this year, we'll host our 24th Annual Corrections Conference, strengthening cooperation between AA Corrections and Corrections professionals. I am grateful to be a part of Area 3 in the Pacific region. My name is Larry, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you.
Bingo! Nailed it!
You got it! Heck yeah! Got it!
All right.
From Area 5, Southern California, Nikki Yu.
Well, I guess I'll stand this. Aloha, Prasa! Aloha. My name is Nikki, and I am an alcoholic. Mi nombre es Nikki y soy alcohólica. It's an honor and a privilege to serve Southern California Area 5 as delegate for Panel 75. No, Area 5 for Panel 75. I think I missed it. I'm excited, can you tell? At the General Service Conference, I serve on the Conference Corrections Committee and the Conference Archives Committee. Area 5 is geographically the smallest area in the Pacific region, as you can tell from the map out there. We cover approximately 1,400 square miles, spanning portions of Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Orange counties. But despite our size, we are one of the most densely populated and culturally diverse areas in the region. We're surrounded by areas 9, 93 in the Pacific Ocean, and within our concentrated area, meetings are held in English, Spanish, Farsi, Japanese, Korean, Mandarin, and Russian, and probably other languages that I don't know. Yeah. We hold quarterly assemblies and area committee meetings. They are bilingual, and we have our area newsletter scan that's published in both English and Spanish. Our area participates in a four-area DCM sharing session hosted on a rotating basis by areas 5, 8, 9, and 93. And currently, Area 5 serves approximately 736 regular and 35 virtual active groups across 33 districts, including 6 Spanish language districts. Our first Spanish district, District 33, was established in 1978. I'm grateful to Area 5 for allowing me to serve them. Thank you.
And now from Area 6, California Northern Coastal, Chitra S.
Hi, I'm Chitra, alcoholic, serving as delegate for California Northern Coastal Area, who's here from O6. From the California-Oregon border down to the coast of Monterey, we have 2,200 English-speaking and 235 Spanish-speaking groups. We come from the redwoods, beaches, wine country, college towns, the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, and California farmland. At the area level, we are hybrid and bilingual, interpreting in English and Spanish. What has our area been focusing on? We're experimenting with different digital voting platforms. Can the platform operate seamlessly when all voting members do not have access to Wi-Fi? Is counting our votes correctly? We've been using paper ballots when our digital systems fail. We're discussing safety. Where do we place it? Do we call it safety and inclusion? Should we create a new area committee, a sharing session? What are the legal implications for our interpreters? Currently, we place safety under our Accessibility Committee, who holds safety workshops in English and Spanish at our districts. If you build it, they will come. How can we increase Deaf AA member participation? Right now, we have ASL interpretation at our post-conference assembly. How do we become more accessible? Our brilliant alcoholics are always looking for new ways to reach those who are not yet here. Thank you.
Thank you.
From Area 7, California Northern Interior, Claudio B.
Come on, Claudio.
Thank you.
What's up, buddy?
My legs are shaking. I don't know if it's from nerves or climbing to the top of Diamond Head yesterday. Mi nombre es Claudio, soy alcohólico. My name is Claudio. I'm an alcoholic, and it's a delight to serve the California Northern Interior. Area 7 is the heart of AA activity in Northern California, surrounded by Area 6, California Coastal, 42 Nevada, 58 Oregon, 93 Central California. We are the vibrant bridge between communities. We are comprised of 28 active districts, including 5 linguistic districts, serving 604 active groups and 11 online groups. Our tech committee is rolling out a project allowing the area to offer districts the opportunity to build their own websites at no cost, enabling members and newcomers alike to find information and stay connected. Area 07 has 8 active YPAW, young people in AA committees, each bringing fresh ideas, connection, and all the vibes to the function. Our 9 central intergroup offices include 3 located linguistic communities. We proudly support the Northern California Council of Alcoholics Anonymous Conference, a tradition dated back to 1948. Panel 74 created an accessibility chair position to find and remove barriers that prevent participation. At our election assembly, we tried something new, text to vote. Participation was quicker and easier, but in true Third Legacy fashion, one position still came down to the hat. A great reminder that no matter how modern we get, the higher power still gets the final say. Area 07 has worked to shine light on the linguistic districts, building inclusivity and visibility through improving interpretation and building stronger communication. Both participation and enthusiasm from the Spanish linguistic districts continues to grow. As a result of that, I stand before you today as the first Latino delegate to serve Area 07 since joining the conference in 1952. A milestone that truly shows the power of representation, inclusion, and action within AA. Area 07 is thriving, growing, and evolving. One meeting, one service opportunity, one connection at a time. Feliz 24 horas, happy 24 hours.
Thank you. From Area 8, San Diego Imperial County, Adrian O.
Wow, none of you have clothes on. Mi nombre es Adrián y soy alcohólico. The San Diego Imperial Area Assembly of Alcoholics Anonymous, bordered to the north by Orange and Riverside counties, to the east by the Arizona state line, to the south by Mexico, and to the west by the Pacific Ocean. The service structure is comprised of 23 districts, 3 of which are Spanish linguistic, and 14 fully active standing committees. Our local fellowship reflects the diversity of the people that inhabit its lands. The U.S. and Canada service structure's only standing Armed Services Committee, whose very existence was dreamt into reality by the late Tiffany G., readily serves alcoholics on the numerous Marine Corps and Naval bases throughout San Diego and Imperial counties. Our local servants continue to employ the 12-step toolkit to break down barriers and connect with remote communities within our borders. These communities include, but are not limited to, alcoholics who call any of our 18 Native American reservations home, our robust deaf and hard of hearing community, and those who face mobility or geographical challenges in accessing the message. All of our 12 monthly area committee meetings and 5 annual assemblies contain a virtual component, and offer ASL and Spanish oral interpretation so that all servants who wish to participate are able to do so. We strengthen the bonds through shared service and mutual support with our three immediate neighboring areas to the north in 09, 05, and 93. Like the rest of the Pacific region, San Diego and Imperial counties boast a collectively strong AA heritage with a foundation in all three legacies and steeped in a rich history. From the first AA meeting on November 7th, 1940, at an apartment on Adams Avenue in the Normal Heights neighborhood of San Diego, to the 60th annual International Convention of AA in 1995. Most recently, we hosted the 51st All California Young People in AA Conference and the 61st International Women's Conference. The Pacific Regional Forum is taking place in our area for the first time in over 30 years, this December 4th through 6th. We hope that you find your way to the world-class destination and America's finest city, San Diego, California, and join us. We continue to cultivate the fellowship we crave in Area 8, and we are excited to share our experience, strength, and hope with all of you at events like this and many others that bring us together from far and wide. Thank you.
From Area 9, Mid-Southern California, Deborah L.
Aloha. Aloha. Thank you to Hawaii, Area 17 for hosting PRASA. Area 9 deeply appreciates all your hard work. Mahalo. My name is Deborah, and I'm an alcoholic. In September 1958, at an area service assembly, members of Southern California began making plans for a new area with terms to begin in the even-numbered years. So Area 9 became official in January 1959. This brought California to five areas and five delegates. The new area at the to be called California Southern Coastal and consisted of only 10 districts. The area's first order of business, besides sending art to the General Service Conference, was to prepare for the AA's third international conference in 1960, held in Long Beach, California, where I live today. Stats from GSO and Area 9 show between 8 and 14,000 attendees who got to hear Bill Wilson and Ebbie T, with all lights down at the dramatic closing ceremony in Long Beach City College's Veterans Memorial Stadium. Members lit a match during the Lord's Prayer to symbolize our 12th step. Who knows the exact numbers? What I do know is this: many, many AA members came together in a year-long planning effort of airport pickups and attendee accommodations to make this happen. Just like our Hawaiian host committee of today, those members of yesteryear came together as a whole for me when I needed AA in 1984. Those heroes of 1960 loved, cared for, and maintained a place for me and others like me. Their efforts and action show their great responsibility. Today, Area 9 has 23 active districts, including Hispanic districts with a growing Hispanic women's event. We also have an LGBTQ community with many activities annually. In 1971, Area 9 changed its name to Mid-Southern California Area 09, as it is known today. I hope I have left you with more than statistics to remember us.
Thank you so much. From Area 17, Hawaii, Deborah.
You're my hero. Thank you, Pee-Pee.
Sorry.
Aloha.
Aloha!
Oh, that's lovely. My name is Deborah Scruton, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm the delegate to Area 17, Hawaii, Panel 75, with an assignment to... I've got my nose. The Finance Committee. The Conference Finance Committee. This is We Are Not a Glum Lot. My sobriety date is November 19th, 2009. TYG Online is my home group. First, on behalf of Area 17, we would like to thank you, everyone who journeyed to Hawaii for the 2026 Pacific Region Alcoholics Anonymous Service Assembly. We are happy to host you on this rotation. Please accept our sincere thanks for your unparalleled commitment to servant leadership by being here. Area 17 is home to 300 registered groups between 14 districts and 6 islands. Our remote home state sits about 2,000 miles southwest of the U.S. mainland and is the only state not on the North American continent. Hawaii is a melting pot of North American and East Asian cultures and has the largest proportion of multiracial people in the United States. I am happy to report Hawaii Area is solvent through group and individual contributions. Our chief priority of spending guarantees my attendance at the conference, followed by the assurance that we can conduct area business hosted in various locations throughout our remote structure while ensuring standing committee's resources are available to carry the message. Standing committee work aligns with 6 conference committees and 1 secondary committee, while the Mina Bird, our area newsletter, convention steering, and website committee serve and inform our local fellowship. Nonetheless, all our dutiful work exhibits our obligation to the responsibility declaration. Welcome to Hawaii. My name is Deborah. I'm an alcoholic.
Thank you so much. From Area 18, Idaho, Heather N.
Jesus. Aloha, my name is Heather, and I am an alcoholic. Heather. It is truly an honor and a privilege to serve as Idaho Area 18's Panel 76 delegate, and I serve on the Agenda Conference Committee. Idaho has a long and proud history in Alcoholics Anonymous. Our very first meeting started in Boise back in 1945, and decades later, our first online group, 7 a.m. Zoomers, was listed with GSO on April 21st, 2021. Turns out, whether it's in a church basement or on a Zoom screen, the life-saving message of Alcoholics Anonymous has continued to find its way to those who need it. Most people know that Idaho has more cows than people and produces about one-third of the potatoes in all of America. Love some french fries. What they may not know is that while we are largely rural, spread across roughly 62,000 miles, and small in numbers, we are deeply passionate about Alcoholics Anonymous. Idaho Area 18 includes an entire southern portion of the state and a few slivers from neighboring states, and is home to 12 active districts and roughly 250 English and Spanish speaking groups. Informed group consciences occur at our 2 hybrid area assemblies in May and October, held alongside area conventions. Our pre-conference process is a one-day workshop and includes DCM-led presentations on various agenda items that the delegate has asked for input on. We are trying something new this year, and there will be 3 regional and 1 Zoom share with your delegate sessions prior to conference. We actively seek ways to reach out and extend the hand of AA, whether through in-person meetings, online groups, outreach to institutions, or simply showing up where as needed. We value unity and aren't afraid of hard work, and we're willing to have the loving, sometimes difficult conversations that help us grow. We may be small in numbers and rural, and occasionally snowed in, but we are mighty in heart, grit, and servants. I am grateful and honored to be part of Idaho Area 18, and I hope we never forget service is where the happy people are.
Thank you, Heather. From Area 14, Nevada, Ryan C.
I'm name is Lyle. I am an alcoholic, and I have the privilege of serving Area 42 as your Panel 75 delegate. Area 42 includes all the Nevada and a portion of Eastern California from the Oregon border down to Bishop. Our area spans mountains, deserts, and two population centers that include 576 regular meetings and 18 virtual. Area 42 is divided into the northern, including Reno, and southern, including Las Vegas, service structures, each holding four meetings annually, along with area two area assemblies in beautiful downtown Tampa. Area 42 developed a strong technology team in handling virtual and hybrid meetings to support unity, accessibility, and participation for those who can't travel. Over the past couple of years, Area 42 has conducted area inventory and formed an ad hoc committee to implement necessary changes to help area grow in unity and effectiveness. Separately, we've updated our website, which has greatly improved members' access to information and strengthened communication across the area. Area 42 has adopted the use of area conference committees to prepare a general service conference. Agenda topics or the background materials are distributed to 13 committees where members study, discuss, and share information and group conscience. Standing committee chairs and trusted servants summarize these discussions and an effort we affectionately call March Madness. Because it's crazy. This process remains a vital area to preparing Area 42 voice to the conference, and it really helps me get prepared to go to the conference, and thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And from my Area 58, Chris H. Thank you, Chris. from Bar 69, Utah, Mike F.
For bringing us together so we can learn and love. Thank you. My name is Mike and I'm at the work. I have a great honor and I'm proud to serve Bar 69 as a panel 75 delegate. Drugs in Utah? Yes, we have drugs in Utah and we have recovery in Utah thanks to all the early pioneers who paved the way for us. Bar 69 has a long legacy of participation in the general service structure of Alcoholics Anonymous. It is my great honor to serve as their collective voice for one more year. With three-day assemblies, two-day workshops, and two single-day committee meetings, and one-day standing chair workshop that rotate throughout our state, we have an opportunity to communicate and understand the ever-changing needs of our groups. Area 69 includes the entire state of Utah, with 12 actual districts, one of them being a Spanish linguistic district that is an Anglo district. It is home to more than 400 meetings that are as diverse as their members. I've been attending local meetings and events in our area. They have given me new energy and hope for our future leaders. I recently attended a local central office meeting and was overwhelmed with a feeling of respect, tolerance, and inclusiveness. A deep sense of the loving hands of Alcoholics Anonymous rolled loud and well in that room. My heart was full, and I hope the message was being carried to the best of our ability. Utah is home to many state and national parks. The natural beauty of our state is surpassed only by our love for our cherished program. We hope that if your travel brings you our way, you will join us for a meeting and coffee. They lend your spirit to ours, and you will circle up with us as we pray and carry our love as you treasure the road to happy destiny. Godspeed until then, and remember, love is always the answer.
From Area 72, Western Washington, Courtney S.
I love you guys. Before I get started, I just want to thank the PRASA host committee. It's an amazing amount of work and effort, so thank you for bringing us together and for allowing Area 72 to shine you through the process. So thank you. Thank you. All right, so my name is Courtney. I'm an alcoholic. Hey. And I'm proud to be part of Area 72 Panel 75 Delegate on the Conference Committee for Great Barrier Lavinia. So our area stretches from the Pacific Ocean to the Cascade Mountains, Canadian border to Oregon border. We have 44 districts, including three Spanish-speaking districts and one virtual district. We have served more than 1,200 groups. Our annual assembly brings together about 800 people, hybrid, including about 400 voting members. And so today we're one of five areas with the virtual district. And our District 25 includes 50 plus active groups participating in general service. We've adapted how we meet through hybrid, but we also adapt how we communicate. And this year, we transitioned from a printed newsletter to a fully online platform. It's got interpretation, and it's allowed us to share information quickly and experiment with new formats. For example, check out my area newsletter. There's an audio file of it. I'm reading it too. We also have our area inventory this year, and we mirrored the General Service Conference inventory. So we broke up into small group discussions, and the participation broadened. It was amazing. People who generally wouldn't go to the mic got to participate and share their feedback that way. And we formed an inventory committee that's going to come back with suggestions and ideas for us. I'm really excited. We've got three big events coming up this year. We are hosting the National AA Archives Workshop. We Augustine Ravinia 30th anniversary celebration. It's not three, it's two. Next year, we're hosting PRASA 2027, so please come visit us. And just thank you to the members, to those who do the boots on the ground work. You are the heart, and you carry it the primary purpose. Thanks. Clad or unwearing Air 79, British Columbia Unicorn, Joe W.
Thank you, Ivy. Good to see you.
Hello, my friends. It's good to see you. My name is Drew Meyer. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm honored to serve DC Unicorn Area 79 as their panel 75 delegate, serving on the conference committee for treatment and accessibilities. Thank you for the honor invitation to be an honorary guest at your regional service assembly this weekend. Area 79 proudly hosted the 2025 International Convention in Vancouver. To celebrate 90 years of Alcoholics Anonymous. Thousands of us came together in loving service to make that possible. The volunteer welcome committee mobilized more than 6,000 volunteers in these cool shirts, calling members from around the world and extending the anniversary in true West Coast community fashion. Even local vendors and bus drivers commented on the remarkable energy all of you guys had in the fellowship, so thank you. BC Unicorn is the second largest delegate area in the community board structure, spanning 1.4 million square kilometers across, yes, I said kilometers, across the Hurricane, the most diverse corridor in Port Roberts, Washington. With over 500 active groups spanning 47 districts, many members live in remote communities accessible only by ferry, small plane, or boat, with meetings held in person, hybrid, inside correctional facilities, and virtual formats. In 2024, our area published Our Stories, First Nation Inuit and Métis Recovery in the BC Yukon area. This is the first publication of its kind in our history. We're very proud of this. It shares 15 stories from Indigenous members whose lives were transformed through Alcoholics Anonymous. Their stories embody resilience, strength, perseverance, and hope. And this project was led by local members who understood the unique needs of the communities and did not exist without the Indigenous members who courageously shared their stories. And the response has been overwhelmingly positive. We've had feedback from members who are connecting to the stories in profound ways. First Nations treatment centers have ordered copies, members who reside inside correctional facilities are identifying with the stories, and other allies like you folks are exploring similar projects. So not only has this been a helpful resource for our First Nations members, but the project itself also has been community. Thank you for being so great. Thank you. From Area 92, Washington State East, Dan Bennett.
Do I pause it?
No.
We lost the word.
eastern Washington, northern Idaho, and parts of Montana, and a little bit of Oregon. Across 24 districts, three of which are Spanish-speaking. We have found in 70 active groups and over 1,100 meetings. We stay united through two hybrid assemblies and two hybrid quarterlies a year. Our districts are doing a fantastic job hosting each of these. And our standing committees are taking full advantage of the tech tools and the length of the online meeting that carry a message. And regarding the conference agenda, we have a pretty robust process that's going on right now. Our committees are currently boiling down the background information into summaries. We discuss these soon at the workshop in Pullman, which sets the stage for our April assembly. Then we dedicate about a three-hour session to gauge what the area conscious is, so I can take that to the conference. It is a profound privilege to serve in this role. When I look at the work you all do to help the still-suffering alcoholic, it's overwhelming to be on this journey with you. I am just incredibly grateful. Thank you.
Oops, did it again. Thank you, Jenna. And from Area 93, Central California, Rudy M. Please stand. I'm trying to find them now.
That's awesome. I'm here with the announcements.
Oh, okay, good.